Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Nun Tes, the sixth parak, Kodshe Kodshim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said, Mizbeach Shenifkam, Kol Kodshim Shenishkudu Sham, Psuim. If the Mizbeach became damaged, all karbonas which were shechted there are disqualified. Rav said this was derived from a pasuk, but forgot what it was. Rav Kahana went up to Eretz Yisrael and heard Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe quoting a drasha for this law. V'zavachta olav es olasech v'shlamecho, and you shall shecht on the Mizbech your olos and your shlamim. Since this cannot mean one should shecht literally on the Mizbech, we interpret it to mean that karbonos may be shechted k'shu shalim lo k'shu chaser, when the Mizbech is complete and not when it is deficient. Rav Kahana realized that this was the pasuk that had slipped away from Rav. Rabbi Yochanan went further and said that even karbanas, which were only shechted after the Mizbech was repaired, are invalid since they could not be shechted while it was damaged. The Gemara explains that Rav holds Balei Chayim Einan Nidchin. Living creatures are not permanently rejected from being sacrificed and may be used after the disqualification ends. Rabbi Yochanan holds Balei Chayim Nidchin. Point number two, the pasuk says about Shlomo's dedication of the Mizbeach, that he sanctified the interior of the courtyard, where he brought numerous korbanos, ki mizbach hanechoshes, asher lifnei Hashem kat mehechil, because the copper altar which was before Hashem was too small to accommodate the korbanos. Rebbe explains, dvarim k'ksavim, the words mean as they are written, that Shlomo sanctified the Azorah floor itself to enable burning korbanos there, because the Mizbeach he had built was too small for so many korbanos. The Gemara will explain accordingly that the mizbach hanechoshes means Shlomo's stone Mizbeach, which replaced Moshe's copper Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi objects. A pasuk says that 1,000 olos were brought on Moshe's Mizbeach on one day, while many thousands of korbanos were brought during Shlomo's dedication, totaling 142,000. Moshe's Mizbeach, which was 5 amos square, allowed for a maraka of a single square amma, because the outermost amma on all sides contained the kranos, and the Kohanim walked in the second surrounding amma. In contrast, the area to burn kabanos on Shlomo's Mizbeach was 20 amos square, totaling 400 square amos, far more than enough to accommodate the numerous kabanos. Rather, kat mehachil is a refined way of describing Moshe's Mizbeach as going out of use, similar to describing someone as a midget rather than explicitly saying he's possible for avoda. And point number three, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe's Mizbeach was not 5 amos square, as Rabbi Yossi holds, since it is described as revua, square, which is also used to describe the Mizbeach in Yechezkel. He says that just as that Mizbeach's length refers to each direction from the center, Moshe's Mizbeach was also 5 amos in each direction from the center, meaning 10 amos square. This allows for a maraka of 36 square amos, 6 by 6, so if it could only accommodate 1,000 karbanas, then Shlomo's could not accommodate 142 times that amount. Rabbi Yossi, however, derives a comparison from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also described as Revua, to teach that just as that Mizbeach's height was double its length, 2 amos to 1, the Mizbeach HaChitzon was actually 10 amos tall, not 3 as it appears in the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda objects. A pasuk says that the curtains surrounding the Azor were 5 amos high. Efshar kon omen al gabi ha-mizbeach v'avodi biyado. Is it possible that a kon would stand on the mizbeach with the avodi he's doing in his hand, makol am roin oso mebechutz, and all the people can see him from outside, since in his opinion, the mizbeach was much higher than 5 amos? Rabbi Yossi argues that the curtains were actually 15 amos high, not 5. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav said, Mizbeach shenifkam, if the Mizbeach became damaged, all karbanos which were shechted there are disqualified. Rav said this was derived from a pasuk, but forgot what it was. Rav Kahana went up to Eretz Yisrael and heard Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe quoting a drasha for this law. V'zavachta olav es olasech v'shlamecho, and you shall shecht on the Mizbeach your olos and your shlamim. Since this cannot mean one should shecht literally on the Mizbeach, we interpret it to mean that karbanos may be shechted k'shu shalim lo k'shu chaser, when the Mizbeach is complete and not when it is deficient. Rav Kahana realized that this was the pasuk that had slipped away from Rav. Rabbi Yochanan went further and said that even karbanos, which were only shechted after the Mizbeach was repaired, are invalid since they could not be shechted while it was damaged. The Gemara explains that Rav holds Balei Chayim Einan Nidchin. Living creatures are not permanently rejected from being sacrificed and may be used after the disqualification ends. Rabbi Yochanan holds Balei Chayim Nidchin. Point number two, the pasuk says about Shlomo's dedication of the Mizbeach, that he sanctified the interior of the courtyard, where he brought numerous korbanos, ki mizbach hanechoshes, asher lifnei Hashem kat mehechil, because the copper altar which was before Hashem was too small to accommodate the korbanos. Rav David explains, Dvarim K'ksavim, the words mean as they are written, that Shlomo sanctified the Azorah for itself to enable burning karbanos there because the Mizbech he had built was too small for so many karbanos. The Gemara will explain accordingly that the Mizbech HaNechoshes means Shlomo's stone Mizbech, which replaced Moshe's copper Mizbech. Rabbi Yossi objects. A pasuk says that 1,000 olos were brought on Moshe's Mizbeach on one day, while many thousands of karbanos were brought during Shlomo's dedication, totaling 142,000. Moshe's Mizbeach, which was 5 amos square, allowed for a maraka of a single square amma, because the outermost amma on all sides contained the kranos, and the Kohanim walked in the second surrounding amma. In contrast, the area to burn karbanos on Shlomo's Mizbeach was 20 amos square, totaling 400 square amos, far more than enough to accommodate the numerous karbanos. Rather, Katm He'achil is a refined way of describing Moshe's Mizbeach as going out of use, similar to describing someone as a midget rather than explicitly saying he's possible for avoda. And point number 3, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe's Mizbeach was not 5 amos square, as Rabbi Yossi holds, since it is described as Ravua, square, which is also used to describe the Mizbeach in Yechezkel. He says that just as that Mizbeach's length refers to each direction from the center, Moshe's Mizbeach was also 5 amos in each direction from the center, meaning 10 amos square. This allows for a maraka of 36 square amos, 6x6, so if it could only accommodate 1,000 karbanas, then Shlomo's could not accommodate 142 times that amount. Rabbi Yossi, however, derives a comparison from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also described as Ravua, to teach that just as that Mizbeach's height was double its length, 2 amos to 1, the Mizbeach HaChitzon was actually 10 amos tall, not 3 as it appears in the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda objects. A pasuk says that the curtains surrounding the Azor were 5 amos high. Efshe kon omen al gabi ha-mizbeach v'avodi biyado. Is it possible that a kon would stand on the mizbeach with the avodi he's doing in his hand, and all the people can see him from outside, since in his opinion, the mizbeach was much higher than 5 amos? Rabbi Yossi argues that the curtains were actually 15 amos high, not 5. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Tes, and this Siman was suggested to us by Binyamin Michel from Boca Raton as well as from Eitan Gavrin. They both suggested that Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech puzzling all karbanas shekted from then on, had to dodge karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azor because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, and jumped over 2 models commemorating the Mizbeach of Moshe, 1, 5 amos square, and 1, 10. Once again, slow motion. The knights in shining armor, knights in shining armor? That must mean we're on Duff. Nun Tes. The knights in shining armor at the Mizbeach dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbeach puzzling all karbanas shechted from then on, which reminds us, Rav said, Mizbeach shenifkam, if the Mizbeach became damaged, all karbanas which were shechted there are disqualified. Rabbi Yochanan went further and said that even karbanas which were only shechted after the Mizbeach was repaired are invalid since they could not be shechted while it was damaged. The Gemara explains that Rav holds, Balechaim ein nidchim, living creatures are not permanently rejected from being sacrificed and may be used after the disqualification ends. Rabbi Yochanan holds Balechaim Nidchin. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, puzzling all karbanas shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azara because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, which reminds us, the pasuk says about Shlomo's dedication of the Mizbech, that he sanctified the interior of the courtyard where he brought numerous karbanas, because the copper Mizbech, which was before Hashem, was too small to accommodate the karbanas. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Dvarim K'ksavim, the words mean as they are written, that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning karbanas there because the Mizbeach he had built was too small for so many karbanas. The Gemara will explain accordingly that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes means Shlomo's stone Mizbeach, which replaced Moshe's copper Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi objects. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, puzzling all karbanos shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanos being brought on the floor of the Azar because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, and jumped over 2 models commemorating the Mizbech of Moshe, 1 5 amos square, and 110, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe's Mizbeach was not 5 amos square, as Rabbi Yossi holds. Since it is described as revua, square, which is also used to describe Mizbeach in Cheskel, he says that just as that Mizbeach's length refers to each direction from the center, Moshe's Mizbeach was also 5 amos in each direction from the center, meaning 10 amos square. This allows for a marach of 36 square amos, 6 by 6, so if it can only accommodate 1,000 karbanas, then Shlomo's could not accommodate 142 times that amount. So once again, the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, hustling all karbanos, shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanos being brought on the floor of the Azor because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, and jumped over two models commemorating the Mizbech of Moshe, 1 5 amos square and 1 10. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Hey. So the symbol for Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The former Nazir, the man who just returned from overseas eating their Isle Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be more on Daf Nun Hey. The former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating their al-Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, which reminds us that Toda and al-Nazir are kachim kalim and can be shakted b'kol makam ba'azara and eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating the al-Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a shlamim who had the right to shakt anywhere in the Azar, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Shlamim are Kachim Kalim and may be shechted anywhere in the Azar and are similar to the Karbanas mentioned already, except that Shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, and their Chaz V'Shok are eaten by Kohanim and their families. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating their Al Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a Shlamim who had the right to shecht anywhere in the Azara, were met by a man who bought a sign because he should have slowed down when shechting a shlamim and noticed that the doors of the heichal were still closed, making his carbon puzzle, which reminds us, Shmuel said that shlamim which one shechted before the doors of the heichal were opened are puzzle because the pasuk says, v'shachetu pesach ohel moed, and he shall slaughter it at the entrance of the tent, meaning implying, bizman shu pasuch, it must be shechted at a time that the entrance is open and not at a time when it's locked. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher going, Nu Nu. So here goes. The Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in a Lushka next to the Azara, shouted, Nu Nu, Shusher, Nu Nu. That must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in a Lushka next to the Azara, which reminds us, Shmuel said that one is only chai for entering the Azara while Tamei, for the interior area of the Azara, 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. This doesn't mean to exclude the windows, doors, and thickness of the Azara walls because they have the same status as the Azara. Rather, it's meant to exclude Lushakos, chambers which were Benuyas Bocho, Psuchos Lakodesh, built in non-sacred space outside the Azara and open into sacred space. Although Mishnah states Tochen Kodesh, their interior is holy, this is only Midrabanan, but Midraisa, they're not part of the Azara. So the Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted Nu Nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. Which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi says, Menayin l'dam shenipsal b'shkias hachama, from where do we derive that blood becomes disqualified from a tanos at sunset? The pasuk says, B'yom hakrivu azivcho ye'achel, on the day that he offers his carbon, it shall be eaten, teaching, B'yom shata zoveach ata makriv, on the day that you shecht the carbon, you may offer its blood. B'yom she'iata zoveach iata makriv, on the day that you do not shecht it, you may not offer its blood. Once shkia passes, it's no longer the same day that the carbon was shechted, and the dam cannot be offered. So the Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted Nu Nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. At the same time, his Shusher twin brother in a different Lishka shushed the Kohen doing Shechita v'Shlamim, who intended to eat its meat on the eve of the third day, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss HaMechashev or Shlishi, one who intends during the Avodah of HaShlamim to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkiyah says the carbon remains valid, the Ha'intik Utsreifa, because it's not yet fully removed from its allotted time to be designated for burning until the third morning, and his intent is therefore not entirely Chutz Lizmano. Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is invalid, the Ha'idchile Me'achilo, because at that time it's already disqualified from eating, so the intent is considered Chutz Lizmano. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we often use a long nose. So here goes. The man delivering a Bechor with a long nose, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin. The man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, which reminds us that Braisa presents the source that the Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night. And their meat shall be for you like the breast of the waving and the right thigh. This creates a hekesh between Shlamim and Bechor, teaching that just as Shlamim is eaten for Shnei Yomim Laila Echad, Bechor is as well. So the man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himenu V'Devra Achir stand, who is giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, which reminds us, the more brings a Malchokas if Himenu V'Devra Achir is considered learned from a Hekesh. So the man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himenu V'Devra Achir stand, who is giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, were startled when the man rushed by trying to get his Pesach eaten before Chatzos, which reminds us, Gemara brings the Malchokas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, whether the Karban Pesach may only be eaten until Chatzos or until the morning. Daf Nun Ches. So the Siman Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. At his new Mizbech exhibit in a zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, that must be on Daf Nun Ches. At his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to check one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, which reminds us, the sixth parak begins, Kodshe Kachim Sheshchatim Barosh Mizbech. If Kodshe Kachim were shechted on top of the Mizbech, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki'il Nishchatu B'Tzafon. It is valid as if they were shechted in the north of the Azor. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says the southern half of the Mizbech is considered like Darom, and the northern half of the Mizbech is considered like Tzafon. Rabbi Yochan says Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbech actually stood in Tzafon. So at his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, while an employee stood on the ground next to a smaller Mizbech in the Mizbech's former floor space, where Shechita would be possible, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochan said that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Shimshchatin connecting Bakarka Psulos, that if he shechted Kodshe Kachim on the ground opposite the Mizbech, meaning on the floor space of the Mizbech, is invalid because he holds the space is in Darom. The Gemara clarifies that the case is the Batsi Batsuri, where they reduced the Mizbech to a smaller size and one shechted in the Mizbech's former floor space. So, at his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, while an employee stood on the ground next to a small Mizbech in the Mizbech's former floor space, where Shechita would be possible, and challenged the visitor to figure out where to place the Marach HaShnia, depending on if the Mizbech was in the Darom, Tzafon, or in the middle of the Azara, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas Tanaim about the location of the Mizbeach regarding placement of the second Maracha. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss the Mizbeach's construction by filling multiple frames of different sizes? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which stuff does Gemara bring a Malchokas on how to perform the Matanos of Achatas on the four Kranos? That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have Malchokas whether Moshe's Mizbech was 5 amos square or 10 amos square? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss David and Shmuel's efforts to determine the site for the Beis HaMikdash? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf does Gemara bring the source that a Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we in the Rehuda says that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning karbanos here because the Mizbech he had built was too small for so many karbanos? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we in the source that Shlomim and all Kachim Kalim may be shechted anywhere in the Azara? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 8. Which stuff did we learn that if the Mizbech was Nifkam, it became damaged, all karbonos which were shechted there are disqualified? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 9. Which stuff did we Malchokas of Hemen V'Dava Acher is considered learned from a Hekesh? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Great. And number 10. Which stuff did we learn that the southeast corner of the Mizbech had no yisod because it was not in Binyamin's portion. That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.